So Mark, question about nab-paclitaxel and squamous cell. Where are we right now with that, and when are we going to get more data?
The nab-paclitaxel data showed a higher response rate compared to solvent-based paclitaxel in the squamous population and did not show that in the non-squams. That did not translate into a PFS or overall survival benefit, disappointingly, because we need a good idea for the squams. But I don't know, I think in the absence of a PFS or overall survival benefit, I don't know that the response rate is enough to convince people, although we do know that there is some benefit in response rate. You know, obviously, as I like to say, if you shrink a tumor, patients feel better.
Anything new in terms of if it works better in squamous, why? There was some discussion of so-called calveolin-1. I mean, any intermediates?
You know, there's not been a lot of correlative data specifically in the nab-paclitaxel-based trials to date. There is a recent publication, I can't remember where, but looked at calveolin-1 expression based on histology, and it was much higher in the squams than it was in the non-squams. Now, that would be a great hypothesis, but I certainly don't think that that's anywhere near proof that that's the explanation.
Show of hands, we'll go back to sort of the more basic polling. Anybody on the faculty use nab-paclitaxel on a patient with lung cancer? Is your hand going up, Corey? I can't tell. You're sort of twitching.
Well, you've used it.
My hand is
have
up.
We used it?
No, Corey, have you used it? What situations? Allergy to taxanes?
Clinical trial.
Clinical trial. Okay, that's a good one. All right, so.
Does that count?
Yeah. All right, a couple other quick questions. Incidence of, Tom, simultaneous mutations, EGFR and ALK. If so, what would you use to treat?
So I'm not sure if I've heard of one. I can't imagine that there won't be one, because just given how many people are being sequenced, there probably will be. But these are rare events. I haven't heard of one. Have you heard of a simultaneous?
I think there's been a couple of case reports without a lot of, you know, clinical outcomes of what
these
happened
with
treatment.
These are all the same specimens and not separate tumors?
We found one in Mass General, which on further evaluation of the cancer, it looked like the EGFR was actually driving the biology and the ALK was some kind of an aberrant.
What did you do?
By the time we found out about it, the patient had already had been on erlotinib and had responded like an EGFR mutant, and crizotinib was not available at that time.